This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. The Supreme Court did not issue any interim order on the Waqf Amendment Act 2025 yesterday while hearing a batch of petitions challenging it. The centre asked for more time to prepare this argument on the 3 points raised by the Apex Court. The Apex Court will now hear the matter today. A bench of Chief Justice Sanjeev Khanna and Justices Sanjay Kumar and K.V. Vishwanathan asked the Solicitor General Tushar Mehta, appearing for the centre, on how Waqf by user can be disallowed, as many will not be having a requisite document to get the Waqf registered. The three-judge bench considering the passing of interim order on the petitions challenging the new act, the bench raised three key points. It said that the properties declared by the courts as Waqf should not be denotified, whether they are Waqf by user or Waqf by deed. Whether the while is this court is hearing the challenge of the Waqf Amendment Act 2025, the court further said it will order the provision of the Amendment Act as per which the Waqf property will not be treated as a Waqf while the collector is conducting inquiry into whether the property is a government land will not be given in effect to. The court also said it will order that all members of the Waqf Borders and Central Waqf Council must be Muslims except of the ex officio members. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi hailed the inauguration of Amaravati Airport as great news for Maharashtra, especially Vidarbha region. In a social media post yesterday, the Prime Minister said an active airport in Amaravati will boost the commerce and connectivity in the region. Earlier, Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis has said that the flying training organization to be established in the Amaravati city of Vidarbha will train 180 pilots each year, though its fleet of 34 training planes. It will be the biggest pilot training institute in the Southeast Asia. The Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has emphasized that the pillars of the industry and commerce occupy a pivotal place in India's leadership resolute commitment to transforming India into a fully developed nation by the year 2047. To realize this international aspiration, Mr. Birla called upon all stakeholders to embrace the model of development, that it is not only sustainable and enduring but also inclusive. Addressing at an event at mark of 120th anniversary of the PhD Chamber of Commerce and Industry in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Birla observed that the developed-oriented policies of the Government of India are providing new energy to the industries. The Ministry of Mines has issued the guidelines for setting up of centres in excellence under the National Critical Mineral Commission. This is in pursuance of the key pillar of the mission, which is in research and technology development in critical minerals. Critical raw materials from the crucial supply chain for the emerging sectors of the clean energy and the mobility transition, in addition to the advanced technology and the strategic sectors like the electronics, defence and space. The Ministry in a statement said that in order to develop and demonstrate the deploy technologies and an end-to-end system approach, it is essential to conduct the research and development so as to trigger the higher technology readiness levels. The Secretary's Department of Financial Services, M. Nagaraju, held an interactive meeting with the chief executive officers of all the private sector life insurance companies to discuss the key concerns, latest developments, and way forward for the industry. During the meeting held in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Nagaraju highlighted the need to achieve the seamless claims as customer experience, a robust customer feedback mechanism, and a prevention of frauds and abuse. The Ministry of External Affairs has said as part of the ongoing supply on the relief material and the humanitarian aid to Myanmar under the Operation Brahma, the components of 20 prefabricated officers were dispatched by the IAF C-17. The Ministry in a statement said that the structures weighing approximately 50 tons were dispatched yesterday and will be used in a temporary offices for various ministries in Naypyidaw. The two IAF C-17 were also deployed to bring back doctors and the personnel of 60 para field office. And that is the end of this news bulletin.